job to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome back. We are Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are live at the Cook's Warehouse with the Italian stallioness of vegetables.
Yeah.
What would be the Italian filly of vegetables? Yeah. I don't know. I don't do horses. I eat them, but I don't. You know, I don't know.
You eat them?
I've had horse meat. It's not bad. It's a little sweet. Tastes a little bit like beef.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, I know you're confused.
You can't say I've had that.
You know, no, you haven't had any meat. You haven't even had a Whataburger. But I got to tell you, your dish is basically it's veggies on toast.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think that actually toast makes quite a nice, vehicle or base to really show off all different kinds of seasonal produce. So right now we're showing off these beautiful sweet peppers and also poblano to give a little bit of heat. This recipe is also, by the way, awesome with roasted cherry tomatoes. So you roast them until they get really sweet and delicious, and then use the same marinade with basil and garlic, olive oil, and vinegar.
Right.
And it's also super, super delicious.
I was thinking you could actually roast the peppers on the Big Green Egg as well, Kevin.
Oh, absolutely.
Roast them on the Big Green Egg is far superior. Now, I gotta say, one of the recipes, and I believe it's your next recipe coming up, you asked for red onions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did something even better for you.
Uh-oh.
Yes. We had a real sweet Vidalia onion.
Awesome.
From Vidalia area region. One of the only 18 counties in the world that can call it a Vidalia onion.
They're our
sponsor.
Oh, my gosh. Lucky.
Yes.
It's my lucky day.
Yes. They were chosen as the sweetest onion of all the Vidalias by the University of Georgia Department of Agriculture. The state gave them a certificate. The first time they ever did it was this year. Or last year, they were awarded this year the sweetest Vidalia onion of the bunch. They're very, very good friends of ours.
Awesome.
And they're great sponsors. So we used a real sweet onion. And there's only one way you can tell if it's a real sweet onion as opposed to any other Vidalia onion.
Okay, tell me.
Okay. If it doesn't say real sweet on the bag or the tag.
It ain't.
That's right. That's how you say it. So,
I love it. Well, I'm very excited to try that. It's an honor to get to try those Vidalia onions.
You said it right, too.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, love it. So we're layering our crostini here. We've got fresh goat cheese. We've got our marinated peppers with tons of fresh basil.
And again, this marinade in the refrigerator overnight.
Yeah, so you want to let it sit out to marinate for about an hour or so, and then you can put it in the refrigerator overnight. It's really important. You want to bring it to room temperature
perspective. It kind of reminds me of doing an escabeche or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you had to do it, didn't you?
What?
It's been 2 weeks, and you haven't been able to show off your multilingual personality.
It's an escabeche or escabeche, depending on whether you're Italian or
totally. And you know,
Spanish.
This will last for a while if you let that vinegar and olive oil sit over the peppers. You can keep these in the refrigerator for a good amount of time. So, and I love this because it makes a really beautiful little appetizer. Or again, you can serve it on a larger toast, and it makes a great meal with a beautiful green salad.
See, now I could seriously see this on a large piece of toasted bread, toasted white bread.
White bread?
Yeah. And then what I would do is I would add a slab of mayonnaise to it. And then I would add some dill pickle slices. That could be a heck of a sandwich.
And then you'd throw away the vegetables and add some beef and some pork and some bacon.
I won't judge. I think that these peppers, what I love about them is actually they are really versatile. And you can layer them into, you know, I wouldn't necessarily do it that way. I like to show off these beautiful peppers. But if that's the way you want to do it, I think they're a great condiment, essentially, to either you can either let them be the star or you can layer them into a sandwich and use them in all sorts of ways. So I think they're really super versatile, this style of cooking. So.
No.
Okay, and that's it.
Now, I got to ask you.
Well, wait, I've got to test one.
Oh, yeah, well, I knew you were going to do
that. Okay, make sure. Now, don't judge because these need to marinate overnight. And the peppers also need to cook a little bit longer. But, you know.
No, they don't. They were cooked to perfection. They have the little black edges on them.
They're perfect.
I mean.
Good, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, come on.
Really good. And that basil, actually, I think that was the right amount of basil.
Well, it really adds a lot of freshness and sweetness, and it tastes like summer, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, well, and you act surprised.
He is surprised.
I am shocked, but Tara Mangini would not be shocked because she is a vegetable butcher, the name of her new book. You can get it at Amazon, you can get it at Cook's Warehouse, anywhere where they sell adult books. You can find them.
Adult books?
Yeah. I mean,
it's all over the place. Yeah.
What kind of adult books were you thinking of? You and Bob and Michael, you guys are just, you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
You have to work with you every week.
I mean, honestly, how many 5-year-olds are going to pick up that book? I want to be a vegetable butcher. I want to be a vegetable butcher.
Again, this is the best reference I've seen for breaking down vegetables, so.
Thank you. You know, the goal was to make it that ultimate guide to vegetables and not only to show you how to do it, but ultimately to celebrate vegetables. And, you know, like you say, and to celebrate the good life with these beautiful ingredients. It doesn't have to mean sacrifice. I think that every moment of the year that nature provides us, and of course the work of our hardworking farmers, provides us these great ingredients that are reason enough to celebrate, in my opinion.
Now you're Italian.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
Very proud of Italian.
I am.
What did your family, how did you break the news? When did you come out of the closet that you were a vegetarian? Because can you imagine they're sitting around, hey, Mama, pass me some sausage. And then they're going, yeah, I got the, well, wait a minute, Cara, what's wrong with you, my baby? Could you pass me the unmeated ravioli, please?
I have to say my grandmother is still very upset about it.
See?
And she doesn't quite believe it, and she tries to put meat in things.
You know what? I was going to ask you that.
She doesn't quite understand it. But I think that, they get it. They appreciate it. I think they appreciate that, you know, I'm trying to shed light on these ingredients and, you know, show people they can be the center of the plate and they can be the star of the plate. And ultimately, we have common ground, which is in my family, that we appreciate just good food. And so my goal is to make vegetable-based food delicious food.
Let's talk a little bit about, you've got a restaurant, too.
I do.
And a produce store attached to the restaurant.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Is very cool.
Thank you. So the restaurant is called Little Eater, which is a very loose translation of my last name, Mangini. Mm-hmm. Translates to Little Eater in Italian. It is produce inspired. So everything on the menu is inspired by something that is grown locally and in season. And you can mix and match. So essentially there's all these vegetable-based salads and farm-made dishes and really hearty sandwiches and flatbreads, soups, crostini.
Big sandwiches, and they're all veggie.
I'm telling you, right now we have this eggplant Parmesan hero that is awesome, layered with roasted eggplant, this wonderful, great local mozzarella, a spicy tomatoes, house-made tomato sauce, a really delicious basil pesto. It's awesome, and then a mozzuna. It is so hearty and delicious on a ciabatta roll.
Do they invite you ever to the family reunions?
They sure
have
do.
They
keep trying to convert her back.
Yeah. No, believe it or not, they're thrilled. And because, again, it's just about good food and crave-worthy food. And actually, vegetables can certainly make that kind of
food. So let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Coming from a partially Italian background myself,
yes.
Italian and Argentine, or Italian and Spanish,
might
be some corpulent people in a typical Italian family. Are any of them coming to you saying, hey, what's that vegetable thing all about? I mean, have they looked to you for any sort of health related
advice? I don't know. In my family, I have to say my family is fairly health-focused. You sort of understand there's that connection between food and health. But I have to say out in the world, both with my restaurant and definitely attracts people who are looking to maybe make a lifestyle change, and and they don't want food that's going to mean, you know, equate to any kind of deprivation or sacrifice, and want still food that's really delicious and satisfying and hearty. So yeah, I think I've been amazed at, in the restaurant, that ultimately we're attracting, all kinds of people, just looking for good food and health-based food.
I'm not there yet. I'm starting to slide to the dark side, but of course I have a great guide in Cara Mangini. Her book, The Vegetable Butcher, her wonderful restaurant, her grocery, or well, her veggie store right next door. This woman does it all and finds time for a new youngin. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating a good life. We're doing it here at Cook's Warehouse, baby.